This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. Now, I want to spend a second or two to explain why it is I'm so sensitive about this word purge, because I'm part of that generation that came along thinking of this as the United States of America. You'll forgive me for that, right? We're not the Socialist Republics of America. We're not the Communist Party of America. None of this junk that is now being offered us on the table, which I consider to be poison for the body politic of the United States. None of that was in the air. It was, by and large, taken for granted that on a bipartisan basis, we all were against turning this country into one of those regimented communist party regimes that only looked like they had elections, but where things didn't really change until the infighting was done among a little group of people who actually ran the country. This is how a lot of these politicians, and I have to say they're particularly a lot of Democrats, but you see a little bit of that on both sides of the aisle. They want us now to get into this mentality, to get used to living in a country that has this communist parlance going on, and I can't stand it. We don't have purges in America. We have elections. And after elections, changes will be made to reflect what will be, if it is appropriate after the election, changes in policy that the people have decided by deciding who they want to represent them in the White House. And that being the case, they're perfectly normal. It's not some abnormal abuse of power. I know these people have been trying to give this impression. But it's not at all. Why they think that they have the prerogative of making sure that the president has to work with people who don't accept his policies is beyond me. But he not only should be working to make sure he has such people, it is perfectly okay, and it's essential to making sure that the election is actually reflected in the way the government changes. And things have been belated. They've been trying to delay this process and confuse this process ever since Trump got into office, and it's not a good thing for America. Am I wrong about that, John?
You're 100% accurate and spot on. I mean, what's happening is the draining of the swamp, as I was explaining, is exposure, takedown, shakedown. What we have happening here, and they're not used to it, it's the rule of law. The rule of law reset is returning to America, and they're panicking. They're panicking, thus false flags and so forth and so on. But look, it's just getting started. You know, don't forget, let us note, there's been over at least 22 firings and or resignations within the FBI just since Donald Trump's been in office. And we're just getting started. Again, as Lindsey Graham just stated, and this is a paraphrase, but he said about 50% of those people involved in the Russian hoax are going to jail. And Lindsey Graham is conducting in the Senate Judiciary hearings. He told us, of course, he's 21 people are going to be called in to testify. And these are the people that we finally want to see on the carpet under oath. Things are about to get very, very real, my friends at InfoWars. Very real. Something we've been waiting for. Because John Durham is out of us.
You have been talking to me and to us about this on Let's Talk America for quite a while. And I think things were postponed a little bit by all of the furor that was created by the phony impeachment process and the whole way that sad sham was handled. But I'm hoping that upcoming election notwithstanding, the president's getting down to business and making sure that this administration has a good hold on the government and will continue to take it in the right direction, in spite of what some people think ought to be the dominance of our government by the elements of the deep state that have already shown that they have no particular loyalty to Donald Trump. But what's more important, they have no particular loyalty to the Constitution, to the integrity of our process, of our national security, or of the respect that is owed to due process and truth in the justice system. We're seeing it infect everything now, including the judicial process and other things that are going on, where biases are being confessed and admitted that simply shouldn't be part of our judicial process. We'll get more in depth into that right after this.
I promote them constantly. Now, could somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful when I left. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out, and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I am so glad that I am working today in the context of Alex Jones and InfoWars. I'm especially glad because with all this coronavirus thing going on, it's good to be working for folks who are in the business of helping people both take care of their health in the normal course of things, but also become increasingly aware of the environment that we are now in and operating in, where people might need to know that you don't have to rely on what appears to be an increasingly questionable system. You can get the kind of information you need to take control of your health, of your weight, and also to deal with things like the coronavirus when it comes down to it, understand it better, but also to deal with it. And that's part of why I feel that we're in the right place at the right time.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
What do you think, Bob?
Well, absolutely. And we have all these great products that we get from InfoWars. We also get stuff from Mike Adams, too. We love Mike. But I wanted to ask John Michael because...
Well, before you do that, though, I have to particularly... I said it yesterday, but I want to particularly repeat that when I'm talking about these products, I have always been in the habit when I was doing radio and everything else, I don't talk about products till I use them. And I've been using Amen. The Alex Jones products, and I have to tell you, I am really impressed with the effect that they have, with the efficacy of both the vitamin packs that I've been taking. I've been using the colloidal silver, the toothpaste.
Right, right.
It has been working wonders. So I hope that y'all will know that this isn't just a matter of, you know, promoting things because I'm sitting here and feel like I owe it to the folks who are sponsoring. No, I think
this
we owe
stuff.
It to you. To share this with you because part of the truth about the universe that you're drawn into when you're watching InfoWars is that trying to communicate with people to give them both truth and substantive products that help you to take charge of your life. Remember, this is supposed to be government of, by, and for the people. But everything that goes on now, all the messages they're beaming at you, are leading people to think, I'll just passively wait till somebody spoon feeds me the answer. That's not what InfoWars is about. It's not what we're about, Bob and I. And I hope it's not what you're about anymore, because we need to be active. Now, you were going to talk.
Well, I wanted to ask John Michael. He's got his pen on. John Michael, is that a Q pen you have?
Well, it's the American flag with the letter Q in it. Yes, that would be correct.
Hey,
now, this is the same pin. The same pin that Donald Trump Jr. Wore on Tucker Carlson and Eric wore on Laura Ingraham and the two people at the guests of honor, if you will, at the State of the Union also had their Q pins on. So
right.
I'm wearing a Q pin today.
Yeah, but I wanted to bring that up because Alex. Is like a lot of Americans, we're very frustrated about what hasn't happened yet. And I wanted to plug your book a little bit because your book talks about the 10-step program or 12, whatever it is, but that we're getting on down there now. We're getting close to unleashing a bunch of the sealed indictments, things that you've been talking about for a long time. And you give Q a lot of credit for what you know. And
well, you need to spend a moment or two for folks in Alex Jones' audience who might or might not know. What is the significance of the pin?
Well, Q stands for QAnon, which is highly controversial. The fact that CNN tells everyone not to be looking at Q tells me we should probably be looking at Q. They try to discredit it, but these are the same people that brought to us the fact that Donald Trump was a Russian spy. So I don't hold much credence to what they say. But look, QAnon, if people do the homework and the research, is the most intelligent military intel operation in modern history. I decided to wear my Q pin. Why not? Spread the word about Q.
Well,
we
certainly have been in need in the last little while of getting information to try to make heads or tails of what's going on with this coronavirus. Now, I know that, like everything else, you try to stay on top of things like that. What's your sense of what's actually going on now with the coronavirus, its origins, and its potential impact, but also, I would say, its significance in terms of the pressures that are being brought now against Donald Trump, against the United States, against our system of self-government? What's happening?
Everything has failed. All the coup d'etat attempts, hoax and shams from the beginning, we don't need to name them. Alex's audience knows very well. These things have failed. So now they're ramping up the game because they know they can't beat Trump in 2020. I couldn't agree with Alex more on the fact that the coronavirus is a man-made weapon to do the ultimate takeover, population reduction, so forth and so on. But, you know, InfoWar, yes, it's also an intelligence war, an intelligence battle. And I'm going to very quickly and calmly connect the dots because, you know, I don't watch a lot of sports and I certainly don't watch a lot of Hollywood. But I'll tell you what, here's what I watch. We have here Lindsey Graham's Judiciary Senate hearings pulling in 21 people to testify under oath. About what? About FISA warrants, how they were obtained, about how the dossier came to be and was funded. In there is everything we need. Number two, we have the federal death penalty reinstated by Attorney General Barr. What other dot would we like to connect? As reported by, I believe, the Washington Times last year, and I wrote an article on it on my website, johnmichaelchambers.com, about Gitmo. Gitmo, they're talking about Gitmo tribunals being live streamed. Then we have, of course, Weinstein is now going to more than likely serve the rest of his days in jail. Epstein was suicided. Smollett's now been indicted on 6 felony charges. Inspector General 1 labeled Comey a liar and a leaker. We're going to come after him. IG2 exposes FISA. We're now taking that the next step. Rudy Giuliani's files is going to bury Biden and all the other dead bodies in the Ukraine because it's now reached Attorney General Barr's desk officially coming into the government. So this is what's happening while we're being distracted by false flags and all the noise from the deep state, the Democrats, and the fake news media. These are the dots to be connecting. The stage is being set and justice is coming. I know a lot of Americans believe the big names will never be taken down. Well, you know what? I beg to differ because here's the bottom line. It's either us or them. That's mm-hmm. where we are in this battle. And we didn't come this far with all the things that Trump has accomplished, with all the barriers that he's overcome, and we're still fighting many battles, as you know. I believe we come out winners. We are winning. I just connected the dots on a few things that should be on mainstream news every night and, in fact, aren't. So, and I also believe that the economy will survive the attack that it's under right now. And this attack with coronavirus goes far beyond the economic issue, but that's a big piece of it. But remember, who's controlling the Fed unofficially right now? Donald Trump. What is the Fed? I mean, they're falling for the trap. Now that the rates have to come down even further. Isn't that kind of nice in this year? Later on, there's a whole other talk to have in the economy, but I believe we're going to win this battle. And they're evil, they're monsters, and they're trying to take over the world. And that's what this weaponization is all about. And like everything else, this one, too, is going to fail. And I can't wait to hear what the president has to say in his briefing tonight. But I think he's going to calm the fears, calm the nerves, and we're going to get through this, America. We're going to get through this one, too.
Well, I noticed a while back, and I think I've mentioned it on this air before, that when the president talked to Xi Jinping back in January, end of January, as the coronavirus thing was rearing its head, he said or reported in one of his tweets, and it was a statement that I think he was making, in which he said that he thought that this would start abating when the weather got warmer, implying, I think, a connection between coronavirus strain that we're dealing with and hot weather. I've noticed reports coming out that suggest, and I don't know whether it's because of inadequate reporting or because of the climate, that South America and Africa haven't been very hard hit. And that's an interesting thing if it correlates in terms of the fact that a lot of the countries there are on the equator. You're dealing with a climate where folks are dealing with hotter temperatures longer throughout more of the year, except in certain parts of South America. And so it could be an interesting correlation. We'll get into more and all of that right after we get back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances, and it took a while, so now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying you need to stick with the program. You've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We've been talking about a range of things, but a lot of it has to do with what is going on that impacts the environment that we'll be dealing with as we run up to the election. And I think a lot of forces are at work. You've probably noticed. We have been watching it for weeks, months even, as they try to create an environment that's deeply prejudiced against President Trump in all kinds of ways. But then you have to also think about the events that are taking place. And John, what is your sense, given what's been happening on the stock market, it appears to be related to the coronavirus outbreak. Now, I have been listening to Mike Adams and to Alex and to others, and it looks to me like we have to factor in as a good possibility that we are, in fact, going to see a domestic effect. Whether it's actually in terms of communal outbreaks, I noticed that one official was warning the American people that we have to brace ourselves for outbreaks of the coronavirus in our communities. Since they haven't really been handing out these test kits, it seems to me that they might be priming the pump to make sure we get some such outbreaks that will then perhaps panic the public a little bit. But at the same time, what's happening with the stock market could potentially panic people in terms of economic prospects, and that has its own kind of domino effect on the stock market and on the economy at large. What's your sense of what this whole coronavirus episode is about and what effect it's going to have on the environment in which the American people are heading toward this very critical election in November?
It's a great question, and Dr. Keyes, we've spoken about this on your program, but, you know, it's a direct answer to your question. Problem, reaction, solution. It's textbook. We know who they is. They create the problem, right? Coronavirus, they anticipate the action, reaction, fear, and then the solution is what? Well, vaccinations, right? And all these other control mechanisms. Now, they're hitting the economy. My point on the economy is yes, I mean, look, the Dow dropped 2,000 points. It's up a bit today. We'll see what happens. But this isn't over because supply chains, as we know, have been disrupted because the factory workers aren't working in China and so forth. And this is a global issue because we're globally connected. Another reason why we want to make our own goods here and sell them, but that's a different subject. But look,
though, before you go ahead, I noticed a couple of articles where people were talking about the fact that because we had had this exchange, shall we say, with the Chinese on trade, and there had been sanctions, there had been their reaction, and people were all kind of looking warily at what might very well be a disruption of the supply chain. Don't you think that all of that happening over the course of several months, people were already thinking ahead to discount the possibility that we were going to have to deal with these supply chain disruptions with China?
Well, yes, but there's going to be a delay, you know, from lack of production and export and so on. I think there's going to be some issues. And look, a lot of people have speculated this may be their final way to help take to potentially derail Trump's electability by taking the markets down. But Trump does seem to have a magic wand. I think we'll work our way out of this. We just saw the Dow drop 2,000 points. I think that what they're doing right now is they're scaring the hell out of Americans because right now, obviously, the travel industry has been hit very hard. Other sectors have been hard hit hard. But if they get us to the point of fear where people don't just live their life the way they do, that's how you really take the economy down. People don't go to movies. People don't go to conventions. People don't go out and spend money in malls. And that's a problem. And I think the president may very well address this evening. But, you know, so they're very smart and they're very evil. And they know that we're coming after them. And that's why they're ramping up their efforts. This is evil rearing its ugly
well,
face.
I think there could be underlying it all, though, a positive note, because I have been watching with some concern, and it's over years now that more and more, giving the head to whether it's the technical companies or other companies, investing themselves in the Chinese economy in various ways. And becoming increasingly dependent. I think that this whole business, whether it's the discussion over trade and President Trump's determined effort to get fairness for us in terms of that trade relationship, or this little warning that we're getting, which could turn into a more serious warning, that we can't afford to become a nation that is dependent on others in these critical respects, and we don't have to. And don't you think that's actually a kind of silver lining in this cloud, if people really start thinking about the fact that we need to remain a people that has both our own productive capacities, but also has diversified our sources and resources in a way that helps to keep our economy healthy?
Yeah, these are great points, and there's additional silver linings in there. Just like we look back on everything, the Kavanaugh thing imploded, the Mueller witch hunt imploded, then they brought out Mueller, looked like from his casket, to try and salvage it, and that imploded, then they had the impeachment hoax, and Stormy Daniels, and Avenatti, and so forth and so on. This is going to backfire, too, to the point that you've just made, making the point, come back home and manufacture here, number one. Number two, I mean, you can go on and on with the benefits. Here's another benefit. The Federal Reserve is lowering rates. Isn't that what Trump's been asking the Fed to do? He's been asking the Fed to do that to keep his economy going, playing their rigged system against them to make sure that the economy, the markets stay intact for the electability. But come 2020, after the 2020 landslide by President Trump, the global financial reset is going to really accelerate. Taking the power away from the central bank monetary system and returning it back to we the people. And this is playing right into that just the same. But listen, no pain, no gain. And we certainly didn't. I didn't expect this, of course. Most of us didn't, this coronavirus thing to hit. Although there was a book written back in 1981, if I got the author, that commented very specifically about what's happening right now in a novel. But
I'm pretty sure myself that we can look forward to a talk tonight from President Trump that's going to accentuate the positive, because I think that that's not only essential at the moment, but it's a reflection of our real and actual potential, so long as we react with prudence and with the kind of common sense that Americans are certainly still capable of showing to everything that's now happening in the world. And I think that everything that's going on, Alex Jones and people trying, in spite of China's reluctance, in spite of the overall reluctance now of the whole health sector to be honest about what's going on, I think that that's the key to the kind of reaction we need.
Well, I would love it if President Trump tonight was up to speed and was to announce that there's an inexpensive product that's going to be talked about tomorrow on Alex Jones that will explain to everybody how you can make in your own little kitchen what you need to kill the corona thing and not even have to worry. But I don't expect him to know that tonight. Maybe he'll do another thing tomorrow night and explain that after he watches Alex Jones tomorrow.
Well, that's a great teaser for us. And I appreciate that. That's nice. So anyway, I think that we are in the midst of a time that is that combination. Bad guys are at work, but very often America has reacted to pressure, existential pressure, in a way that shows, whether it's wars or peace or economic development, that once you give the American people the right information and give them their head, we're more than capable of coping with the circumstances, and we will again. More of that.
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality, storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a three-month, a six-month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at InfoWarsStore.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They will ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the M4 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. Under my
thumb. We told you over a month ago that almost all the other major storable food companies have sold out because of institutional buyers and governmental buyers, and that our big sponsor, the biggest in the world, My Patriot, who, again, takes the orders at InfoWarsStore.com, go to the front of the line, that they, for 7 to 10 days, the 10 to 14 days, and now they're up to 3 weeks, no, 4 weeks now. Get your order in, it's locked in at 4 weeks, but it may be 5 weeks. By
next week because the food orders are going up exponentially. We didn't want to have a sponsor that just sells the government every time there's a crisis so that you get your food from the government. We wanted to have it directly to the people. And my Patriot's been around 12 years. We've been with them 11. They've been partners with us for about 5 or 6 years, where they actually run our shopping cart in the area that takes the orders so that you get fastest delivery. And it's just amazing to know that the general public, as Mike Adams said a few days ago, is now going out and buying storable food. The general public that had never done it. The customers we have at InfoWarsStore.com, most of them are customers that never bought from us before. And that's the general public realizing that they need storable foods. That's the general public realizing there's a real crisis going on, and now with the federal government saying, get storable food, get prepared to shelter in place for at least a month. What do they know that we don't know? Hopefully they're just overreacting. Hopefully it's just hype, but it doesn't matter. This is insurance. You can eat, and it funds the InfoWar. And you see us here driving around the federal building, federal courthouse, bullhorning that corrupt globalist judge that got caught rigging the Stone jury. You see us putting on a big event, sponsoring an event here at the Omni tonight, free to the public, an emergency summit on the First Amendment and how to save free expression, an emergency message to President Trump. I'm going to be bullhorning at the White House again. It's all about leadership. And the only way we can engage in leadership is your funding of this show. And you do that by buying the high quality, affordable food that you and your family already need at InfoWarsStore.com today and locking it in, because next week, some of the food prices, some of the number 10 cans are going to have to go up, maybe even others, because it's just going up exponentially. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But as of this Wednesday, live show, it is 4 weeks for delivery. They have the food on hand, but they've got to package it. They've got now four factories going 24 hours a day. They're trying to get a fifth factory. They're taking all their money and putting it forward to buy even more food into the future. I told them a month ago, I said, just keep buying. My gut says this is big. It's not a gamble for you to spend all your reserves. You know, just keep buying. And they did, so they have food. Others sell out, hold the money, because they're not in this business for the reasons we are. We're in this to promote freedom and to be prepared and to be self-sufficient. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your storable food right now while you still can, and lock it in. And all the other great supplements like DNA Force and others, they're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12 back in stock. And, of course, Vitamin Fusion. So many other great products now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back. We have been talking in the course of our recent discussion about this whole coronavirus environment and what it portends. I was reading an article about a U.S. health official who has been telling Americans that they should, and I'm reading now, should prepare for community spread of the new coronavirus, with families sitting down and explaining that there could be, very well be, a rapid, sudden increase in the number of patients. A top U.S. health official has said this, would have been yesterday. In an escalation from previous warnings, Dr. Nancy Messonnier, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases, said Americans should prepare for their lives to be disrupted by the spread of the new virus, including closure of schools and businesses. And from what I've been hearing here on Mike Adams' show and other places, this is an interesting, almost a kind of self-fulfilling prophecy. See, that's the problem with dealing with government these days, isn't it? Because when they tell you something's going to happen, it used to be the case that this is because it was an emergency, it's an event that's happening, it's happening to us, and then we're going to be controlling it, doing our level best to deal with it, and so forth and so on. And then when you start to look now behind the scenes, what's going on? Well, part of the reason that it may be a sudden outbreak is because they actually haven't been doing everything they need to be doing to make sure we're testing and quarantining in the way that we might do to avoid this kind of bloom, right? So that it comes up all of a sudden and then we all have to deal with it, etc. Now, it's nice that we're getting this warning, but it implies something that goes beyond the coronavirus. And yet, we live in a time when we're not being prepared for this at all. See? What she's saying has a lot to do with how you're going to take responsibility for yourself.
everything about the present juncture, including what's going on in our politics. All these people coming forward say socialism, government's going to take care of, government will take care of your education, government will take care of your kids, government will even take care of your kids behind your back so that they know stuff that you don't want them to know about sex and everything else. They're taking away the initiative from the American people at the same time that one could argue they're helping to set the stage for a crisis that requires what? That you take the initiative in taking care of yourself. That you take the initiative in dealing with the situation. That's going to. You think is that going to really work? Why are they doing these contradictory things? I think we need to be thinking this through, because the challenge that's involved here goes beyond health and has to do with the mentality that is now being encouraged in the population of the United States. A kind of passive, government's going to do it for you mentality, going hand in hand. And I remember, I've heard people talk about this, Bob. And they say that, you know what's needed in this country? We need a crisis. We need a crisis so that Americans will wake up and do this and do that and the other. And it looks like they're putting one together. Am I wrong, John?
Problem, reaction, solution. False flag season. Trump's about to win another election. People are
waking up.
Well,
I'm not talking about Trump winning now. We're going to get off the topic of Trump winning or losing. Because at some point, Americans need to remember that what's really important in this country is whether we are winning or losing our country. Okay, after Trump is no longer president, there's still going to be a challenge to our posterity. And that challenge is supposed to be government of, by, and for the people, sustained through our constitutional system. Can a passive people, regimented to believe that the government takes the initiative and you do what they tell you, and the government takes the initiative and they give you your education, the government takes the initiative and they create your future, and the government takes the initiative and they take care of your children and they educate your children and they take care of your family, are we going to be a free people when they get done with all of this? Or I wonder. Because I think the real challenge is, are we accepting the challenge of taking responsibility for ourselves? What do you think?
Well, I think it ties right hand in hand to your point. I take your point is well taken and critical. It goes, when you look at the freak show we just saw the other night with a bunch of bees, we had Buttigieg and Biden and Bernie and Bloomberg, a whole lot of bees up there. That's what they want. What they don't want are free people, critical thinking people that take responsibility of themselves and their lives and their communities and so forth. So they've got this whole platform to say, well, come over here. You know, we're going to take care of everything. It's the big government plan, as you well know. And it's backfiring. I think the point you're raising is something that's going to take some time. And Life After Trump should be the title of my next book. But you know, I would like to get this in if I can real quick, because it's the biggest news story that didn't make the news. May 24th, 2019. And it's pertinent to right where we're heading today and immediate tomorrows before us. The biggest news story is Constitution states that the punishment for treason is execution. A reporter asked this to the president at the agriculture briefing. And he said, you, sir, have accused your adversaries of treason. Do you care to name them? And Trump said, sure. You have to look at Comey, Stroke, Page, McCabe, Clapper, and others much higher up than that. This is the president talking about treason, naming people in the Department of Justice and the FBI, and citing the Constitution.
I think we can get into a discussion of that. I think it's a fairly complex point. And it has to do with my neuralgia about talking about purges and doing other things like this. But we can get into that. I really want to drill down on it a little bit when we get back from this message.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
John, I want to give you a chance to finish the point that you were making when we were at the break, because I think it was a critical one.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Keyes, and it's great to be with you. Again, the president was at a live briefing, and a reporter figured he would sandbag the president. He said, "Sir, the Constitution states the punishment for treason is execution. Would you name your adversaries?" And Trump went on to name them: Comey, mm-hmm. Strobe, Page, McCabe. That's a pretty big deal, and I'll take it one step further. This is where we are, and this is where we're heading. The rule of law reset. You know, U.S. Section Codes 2384, seditious conspiracy, and 2385, advocating the overthrow of a government. That's what we're dealing with here. And even Julian Assange, who I understand the paperwork's being prepared, he's going to come back in the U.S. and will find his day in U.S. court. Thank goodness for that. But I'll tell you what, he sent a report out, 200 people in the media that are complicit in violation of these codes. Why? Because they knowingly, falsely reported information, thus aiding and abetting these failed coup d'etats. So this is a pretty big deal, because seditious conspiracy and advocating the overthrow of government are not small issues. And lastly, John Kerry and Barack Obama. You want to talk about high crimes and misdemeanors? You want to talk about treasonous acts and violating the Logan Act? Well, you got to look at the previous administration, and this will all come out in the FISA reports now. But what we're talking about here is the last failed coup was to try and bring Trump into war, but that backfired because of the intel we had, right, and we beat them to the punch. And so now we got the coronavirus. Sure.
Let me ask a question, because I think these are very serious charges, okay, a very serious subject. And it's a subject that goes beyond politics, and it goes beyond individual wrongdoing, because it has something to do with the culture of our self-government. One of the things I've liked about being American, and you notice that they're very careful in the Constitution when they talk about impeachment and removal, for instance, the penalties that are specified are penalties that have to do with being removed from office and having trust withdrawn from you by the American people. They haven't been applying that one, but I think they really ought to. Because once you've been in a breach of trust, it's a serious problem. But don't you think that when we're dealing with the issue of treason and the death penalty, what I don't want to see happen here, and I'll be frank with you, John, and it's why the word purge, I don't like it, it's all associated with the communist system in which disputes quickly become a subject of show trials in which you're going to be put to death. That's the French Revolution. It's not the American Revolution. That's the Russian Revolution. It's not the American Revolution. One of the things that I think has been an advantage for our politics is that we've been very careful to make sure that the political competition doesn't become a matter of life and death, because once it does, holding on to power becomes an imperative that people not only can't resist, they think their lives depend on it. Do you think it would be a little careless of us to be rushing into that kind of a political culture? Because I do.
Well, I agree with your points, and my comments are we're not rushing. That's what everyone wanted us to do. Why didn't you lock her up yet? Well, you know, timing. Timing is everything. And just because the Constitution states the punishment for treasonous execution doesn't necessarily mean it will be carried out if one is guilty of that. But at least they will pay some price. And so your point is well taken, and I completely agree.
Because that would be a reasonable response to these guys. Because I always keep in mind two things. When they start poking and prodding on issues like this, it partly has to do with Donald Trump. It also partly has to do with what they are planning to do. See, when they talk socialism and communism, when Bernie Sanders shows all this admiration for Joseph Stalin and stuff, you know, part of what warns me against socialists. It's why I absolutely, you'd really have to convince me before I go with anybody who subscribes to that ideology, because it has always been an ideology of death and mass murder. Everywhere it gets total control, it's a life or death issue, politics. And if it gets into their hands, that power, it's French Revolution, off with their heads, streets running red with blood, people dying because they didn't toe the party line. I never want to see that culture in this country. And if we're getting to the point where our political competition becomes a matter of if you lose, you die, then I think we're going to be in serious trouble as a people, and we should do everything as a self-conscious effort on the part of this people. Because at the end of the day, it's not a matter of these people fighting on their little elitist level to wipe each other out so they can get total control. We can't let it happen. Otherwise, the American people will no longer be in control. And that's a question, see, because I think that right now, if you were to ask me, Alan, do you think that the American people are still in control of this country? I think that's what's hanging in the balance. That's why Nancy Pelosi doesn't want our elections to matter so much, and so forth and so on, because she wants us to live in a system where you've got the elitist faction in control, and the different sides of it compete with each other the way the old aristocrats used to, and the battlefield may be politics, and the buildings are left standing, but they're still out to do murder. And I don't think we want to take this country down that road. I don't think the founders envisaged it as such. So I think every time we use the word treason, we ought to be speaking with the most deep seriousness that we're capable of. And right now, I don't see it in our leadership in this country. I don't see that kind of serious regard for conscience, right and wrong, and the deep issues of justice that sustain self-government, not their pursuit of power. Am I wrong?
Well, I think as the D-class gets underway, the things we cited before, the things that are in fact actually happening now because the pendulum has shifted, we're going to see these things overall that you're talking about start to play out in a positive way. But you've got, if you don't restore justice, if you don't restore the integrity of what the FBI is supposed to be about and the FISA warrant process supposed to be about, you're in serious trouble. So people do have to hang, figuratively speaking. You know, this is a big issue. And to the elections right now with socialism, it's a very clear, distinct thing. We are fighting a revolution. Trump is trying to resurrect America. This is a second revolution in America, and it's being fought peacefully to an extent. But we have to win this because socialism and communism is where they are heading. They're not hiding. They're hidden in plain sight. They've decloaked. And look, as far as the candidates go, Biden is dead on arrival. The old guard, if you will, have used him, chewed him up, and spit him out. He's finished. Buttigieg was, I believe, who they wanted, but he's not going to make it. Look, at the end of the day, Bernie Sanders is the only one that has a real movement. They don't want him in, so he isn't going to get it. In my opinion, just an opinion, I think you're going to see Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama. There's a ticket that they're going to bring out in the 11th hour. Yeah.
Yes.
And you know what? Bring that on, because Hillary Clinton will be in the middle of indictments, and I can't wait to see Trump on a debate stage unpack Michelle Obama's suitcase, if you hear me loud and clear. Forget about it. No one's going to beat Trump. But it's a fascinating time to be alive, and it's capitalism and America and freedom or tyranny. That's where we're heading, folks. It's a clear decision in the 2020 election, in my opinion. There they
are. John, I tell you, man, I really appreciate you. You're always optimistic, and it just reminds me a little bit, just a little bit, now don't get excited, of the Bible. There's prophecies in here that, yeah, I know, isn't that exciting? There's prophecies in here that are now playing out as if you were Ezekiel or Jeremiah or something. But this is exciting. You can get it from Defiance Press or also johnmichaelchambers.com. And John Michael, it's always a pleasure to be with you, and enjoy your optimism and your Q stuff, and let's hope that this all plays out the way you say.
The only comparison that can be factually made between me and the Bible would be, I have the same initials, but that's about it.
Yeah, well, I love it. Thank you, man.
Well, thank you, John. As always, I really appreciate it when you come
thank
on.
You.
And I hope that all of you who are watching, I know that the InfoWars audience, y'all are very thoughtful people. You are looking to feed your own capacity to reach a judgment based on information rather than having information withheld from you. And I'm glad to be a little part today of that effort to bring it to you, but also to spark your thinking, because I think one of the things we're not encouraged to do anymore is remember that we're not just responsible for ourselves as citizens of the United States. You do realize that, right? They want us to think about ourselves. What are we getting? What have they done for you lately? How is your job going? What money are you making? How is your company doing? And so forth and so on. But when we participate in elections, when we make choices for the government of the United States, that's all about maintaining the sovereignty of the American people as implemented through the Constitution of the United States. We are making judgments that will, of course, affect our posterity and the future of the kind of liberty and self-government we've enjoyed. And I think that means that we have to always be thinking about our special responsibility to that future.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.